Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised 2nd Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing page 338 of Heroes Unlimited. We are almost to the end of the magic section, the spell list and the magic explained section at the end of Heroes Unlimited. We've been talking about spells for days and days, and now we've finally reached the apex. This page begins level 15 spells, the most powerful spells in the game. And unlike 13th level spells, they do not disappoint. These spells may be too expensive. They may be unworkable in some cases, more on that tomorrow. But one thing they are not is too goddamn weak. These are some serious spells. I can't wait to get to this 15th level spell we're talking about today. So let's real quickly just hit some random observations about other things on this page. Because we're moving fast now. Like, every level's only got a few spells in it, just a handful. This page wraps up level 13 spells with Talisman, which we talked about yesterday. It then moves on to 14th level spells, which kind of have their own issues. There's Id Barrier. This is essentially a shield you create, a sort of force field that emanates fear. So getting close to it, you have to make a save against fear, and then to pass it, you have to make a save against fear. And if you fail your save when you try to pass it, then, quote, the character must face an apparition of his greatest fear. The apparition is exactly like the 6th level invocation and will last as long as the barrier remains up. Apparition there is in italics, directing us to the 6th level apparition spell, which presumably is pretty badass, but does not appear in this book, and there's no reference to where it would be from. So unfortunately, this conceptually cool spell is not actually usable in the form in which it's written. I don't know what an apparition does. There's a similar spell in this game, I would guess. Horrific Illusion, which, speaking of, this spell's impressive, but I would just go with Horrific Illusion. First of all, this is a static barrier, and its size is never described, so I don't know how big a barrier you can make with this. But Horrific Illusion allows you to put an illusion in a place to prevent someone from passing, so it's basically the same thing, only it is much less expensive to cast. Now, the save is lower, so it's easier to save against a Horrific Illusion, but there's no reason you couldn't double up or triple up. In fact, for the amount of PPE it costs you to cast this spell, you could cast 60 Horrific Illusions. So good luck making 60 saves against fear, asshole. 60 iterations of your greatest fear should do the trick, should foil pursuit. Like, 60 snakes. Why did it have to be 60 snakes? Next up after that is Impenetrable Wall of Force, which is just that. It's a wall you can't get through. There's no SDC, there's no AR, you just can't get through it. However, you could probably go around it because it's only 20 feet wide per level of experience. So even if you're 15th level, which means you are a cosmically powerful wizard, you only got to run about 150 feet, assuming you're in the very middle of this wall, to get to the end of it and run around. And the wall only lasts for 20 minutes, and you're probably going to need a small army of cultists to power the ritual to create this thing. So if you think of it in terms of military hardware, like, this is a thing you would never buy. You would need to make it as a ritual. So basically, it's a 20-foot high wall that's only 300 feet long that takes 10 to 75 minutes to put up, but it only lasts 20 minutes, and it takes like 10 people to assemble. You could pretty much get most of the utility of this spell by just investing in a lot of sandbags and some unskilled laborers. And sandbags have the added advantage that they don't vanish in 20 minutes. And then there's Restoration, which is fine. It's a healing spell that's more of a plot device, because it heals everything, heals all your damage, but it's so expensive. 750 PPE. It's a plot event, not a tactical spell. If you want a tactical spell, may I direct your attention to a 15th level spell. It's on the bottom right-hand corner of this page. It is the dumbest thing in this page, primarily because of its name. It is Sanctuary. Listen carefully and see if you can tell where I'm going with this. Here I quote selectively from the spell. Sanctuary. Range, 50-foot radius per level of the spellcaster. Duration, 1d6 hours per level of the spellcaster. Saving throw, none. PPE, 1500. This legendary spell prevents all acts of aggression or hostility within its radius of influence. It is so powerful that it can immobilize an entire army. Any creature that attempts to attack or harm any other creature within its radius is instantly struck down, becoming temporarily paralyzed or rendered unconscious. The aggressor is not harmed in any way, but is immediately and completely incapacitated. The perpetrator of any action that will harm another, no matter how subtle, will be so immobilized. Only the spellcaster of the sanctuary is not subject to its effects. So here's the thing. The spell is called Sanctuary. It's meant to give you a safe place, a haven, an oasis, where acts of violence are impossible. It can immobilize a whole army, it says. Really? A whole army? Because I'm looking at this radius, it's 50 times caster level in feet. So it looks like it only goes out about 750 feet. So I guess this could immobilize a whole army if I could like run out in front of my forces and like kite the whole army, like go tank the whole enemy army and get them to mob me and try to take me in melee combat and really crowd around me, then sure. And then when they all try to stab me with their bayonets at once, then they all fall over immobile. But if anyone on the other side is smart or simply physically incapable of approaching me since I've been surrounded to a depth of about 800 feet by bayonet wielding soldiers who haven't thought this through, anyone on the other side who is more than 750 feet away from me will be able to freely shoot me or fire missiles at me or what have you. In fact, if I go charge the enemy front line, waving my arms, chanting my magic words, being like, hey guys, I'm right over here, come get me, and they decide to just like open fire, this spell does nothing for me. Not until I'm within about 750 feet of them. And that's just against conventional soldiers. Up against, you know, superheroes and spy cars with missiles and other wizards, the effect of this spell is to immobilize anyone in the radius who takes aggressive action. So if you can trigger something bad to happen to me from anywhere outside 750 feet, then you're golden. This spell does nothing to you. So, you know, a superhero opening the earth beneath me to drop me into a chasm, or a wizard hexing me from 800 feet away, this spell also offers no protection in that situation. So it's a decent defensive spell, but for the price, I mean, 1500 PPE? This is not a spell you cast when somebody kicks down your sanctum door with a Tommy gun. This is a spell you cast with a huge ritual, with forethought, and then it lasts for multiple, multiple hours. But over those multiple, multiple hours, it's not going to be too hard to figure out a way to hit you from 800 feet away, and at that point, you're fucked. So defensively, I give this spell a C- at best. However, this spell should not be called Sanctuary. This spell should be called fucking Massacre. There's no save, and it doesn't affect you when you're the caster. So if all you really want is peace, if all you really want is just to talk things out, and you're up against some aggro people, so you just want them to like chill out and not try to kill you while everybody talks things out over the course of, you know, a multi-hour meeting, this spell is no good. All they're going to do is backpedal 800 feet from your little meeting table where you set up your little danishes and coffee and open fire. But let's say that you don't want peace. Let's say you don't want conversation and danishes. Let's say you want to kill some motherfuckers. With this spell, you can go at anybody within 750 feet of you with a machine gun or a knife or fireballs or lightning strikes or whatever, and if they attempt to fight back, then they're paralyzed so you can kill them essentially automatically. You go into a place where people can't or won't leave, like a facility that's on lockdown, a place with a lot of security where they're going to stand their ground. This is like some horror movie shit. This is like open season on everybody but you. They can run, they can hide, but they can't fight back for hours at a time. If you're 15th level, that's 15 d6 hours this lasts. That's like 2 days. 2 days of hell for whatever hapless victims you've trapped and cast quote-unquote sanctuary on. This is the only usage of the spell that makes sense, honestly. I mean, you could invite people to come to, like, neutral ground where everybody's magically prevented from hurting each other, but the potential for betrayal is just too high. With only a radius of 750 feet, I mean, to prevent being sniped or blown up from the outside, you'd all have to go to such a locked-down, inaccessible location that that in itself would seem like a trap. You know, you'd have to go to a bunker or something. Because anywhere out in the open, you know, any moment, snipers 900 feet away could start opening fire. And it just doesn't make sense, like spending all that PPE. You got to do this with like a ritual, probably on a ley line nexus. Who wants to go have coffee and danishes and talk about our disagreements on a ley line nexus where there's like a 30 goddamn percent chance that demons horny for magic are going to flood in and start stealing our pastries? But if you want to go on a killing spree, if you've been playing a wizard for 15 levels and you've been sucking it up with these dumbass spells that are just mainly about canceling other wizards, and now you're 15th level and now you finally got something good and you're ready to go fuck up all the enemies that you've been firing pathetic eldritch bolts at for 15 levels, then this spell makes sense. You get your cultists and your apprentices together, you go to a leyline nexus, you cast a big ritual, you cast sanctuary on yourself, then you go kick down the door of the bad guy's underground headquarters, set up some machine gun nests at all the exits, and just have 2 straight days of extremely cathartic fun bringing the campaign to a screaming end with the power of Sanctuary. Join me next time as the Magic Explained section finally ends, the spell list finally ends, and once again, fortuitously, we get a page that deftly sums up everything that's dumb about this whole section on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Megadumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That is ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Midair Machine, whose work you can find at freemusicarchive.org/music/askagain. That's ask again, two words with a space in between. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.